Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 403 for Tuesday, May 24th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ACE Futures Canada canola contracts were about $4 to $5 per ton weaker in early activity on Tuesday. The July contract was down $4 at $521, feeling spillover pressure from losses in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans. Due to unfavorable corn seeding conditions, many U.S. farmers are expected to switch acres to soybeans this year, which is bearish. Traders are likely to bring canola prices down in line with U.S. markets, as soybeans closed lower on Monday when Canadian markets were closed for Victoria Day. Beneficial rainfall in parts of Western Canada added pressure to the canola market on Tuesday, as prices had been given a weather premium due to dryness. Malaysian palm oil closed lower overnight, which furthered canola's losses. The Canadian dollar was mostly unchanged against its U.S. counterpart in early activity on Tuesday, but is down from highs seen earlier in the month, which limited losses. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were mixed, while corn and wheat were stronger. Soybeans were about 2 cents weaker to 5 cents per bushel stronger on Tuesday, with the July contract at $10.64. Investors short covering propped up front contracts and early activity amid a number of bearish factors. Seeding progress in the U.S. has caused traders to leave long positions. Soybean seeding was about 56% done as of Sunday, which is ahead of the 5-year average and trade estimates, the United States Department of Agriculture said. Strength in the U.S. dollar added to soy's losses, as a stronger greenback makes the country's commodities less appealing to international buyers. Weak export inspections caused the market to anticipate another week of low export sales, which also caused prices to decline. Corn prices were about 3 to 4 cents per bushel stronger in early activity, with the July contract at $4.02, supported by concerns about Brazil's crop. Dryness in Brazil during a key pollination period is expected to have curbed the country's yields, which is bullish. Strong demand reflected in export sales further supported prices on Tuesday. However, spillover pressure from soybeans limited gains, as did favorable U.S. seeding conditions. Corn planting is expected to be 86% complete, which is slightly ahead of the 5-year average. For wheat, prices were about 3 to 4 cents per bushel stronger, with the Chicago July contract at $4.67, gathering spillover support from the nearby corn market. However, crop conditions remain favorable, which is bearish. Winter wheat ratings in the good to excellent category were unchanged at 62%, USDA's data said. Spring wheat is expected to be 95% planted, which further limited gains. That's a look at the ACE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, May 24th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.